How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate it if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. When it comes to buying courses, signing up to coaching programs, or hiring mentors, there's often quite a lot of bad stigma around the idea of that. On social media, many people think it's a scam, when in reality, hiring a mentor or purchasing a coaching program or enrolling in a good course can actually be one of the best investments you ever make for your personal development or business growth. And there's many reasons for that. And those are the things that I'm going to talk about today. I'm actually going to be talking about why hiring a mentor or a coach can be the biggest life hack. And there are three key things, in my opinion, that stand out amongst the rest. So it's those three things I'm going to discuss today. So without any further ado, let's dive into point number one. And that is that they can actually help you avoid making costly mistakes. This is one of the biggest things that you actually pay for. These people have most likely been through the journey that you want to go through yourself, hence why you've hired them as your mentor. They are a person that is in the destination in which you want to be at, but they were once at a point in which you're at now. So they know the steps you need to take. They've made the mistakes. They've done all the wins. They've done the progress that you need to make. So they have the knowledge on how to do it. If you weren't to have their guidance, then it'd be very difficult for you to go through that process without making any mistakes, without losing money, without going in the wrong direction, only to realize you've gone in the wrong direction months down the line and wasted so much time. So they keep you on track. They know the direction in which you need to head and what you need to do to get there. And the value in monetary terms that you actually get from that can be so high in many different areas. You could make a mistake that sets you back hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, depends on the risk you're taking, of pounds or dollars, whatever currency you may be making. Yet, by hiring a mentor for $4,000, $5,000, they make you avoid making that $5,000 mistake. That alone pays for the investment that you've made. Yes, you may not have made that money yourself as revenue or profit, but they've avoided you from losing that. So it's a catch-22. It works both ways. You have to understand that some of the mistakes you're going to make throughout your business journey can be incredibly costly. So if there's somebody out there that can help you avoid making these mistakes, perfect. Now, the other factor that you need to consider is time. This person is going to help you go through all of the different shortcuts, miss out on all of the mistakes that are costly with regards to time. And time is arguably the most valuable thing in life, because you can't get more of it. And once you've spent it, you can't get it back. So if someone's able to save you time in a certain element of your business or overcoming a certain challenge and save you days, weeks, months, if not years off of your journey, there's no real monetary value you can pin to that. It's so, so valuable. And if somebody's going to help you save time, again, it pays for the investment you've made in itself. So avoiding costly mistakes is point number one. Point number two is that they notice your blind spots. You are an incredibly biased individual towards yourself because you're you. You cannot tell yourself oftentimes that you're doing something wrong. or you're in the wrong, or you may not even realize that you're doing something wrong in the first place. Whereas a coach or a mentor is going to be able to see your journey from a completely different perspective, a non-biased perspective, which is the most important thing. They're going to be able to look at what you're doing, see straight through your bullshit, and go, you're doing this right, perfect, keep doing that. Why on earth are you doing that? Why are you doing this? You're wasting time doing this. You're doing this in an incorrect way. You could be doing it better this way. Why aren't you doing that? And because they're seeing it from that different perspective, they're not seeing it from your eyes. They're seeing it from an unbiased perspective. They will be honest with you and they will tell you how to do it better. And if you hadn't had that person to do that, you would have continued to make that mistake because you wouldn't have realized that you were making that mistake in the first place. So having somebody that can identify your blind spots, can pick out on certain things, notice your mistakes, streamline your journey by telling you, hey, look, try this way, or don't do that, do this instead. That's so valuable with regards to an investment because you need that. Because as I said, you will be the most biased individual towards yourself because you want to do well. And it's very hard to admit when you are in the wrong because your brain, its easiest way of doing something is acceptance and success. It's not a sufficient use of energy to be wrong. So if your brain can reinforce things to be right every single time, then perfect. It feels as if it's spending its energy in the best possible factor. So it's never going to tell you it's wrong. So it's difficult to notice that you're being wrong in the first place. So having someone that does have a different perspective and can point out those blind spots, perfect. Now, finally, and this is a little bit of a different point, is that a coach or mentor can actually help you avoid burnout. They can keep you going. They can keep you motivated. They keep you accountable. And they could get you into a part of a community. Because a lot of coaching programs nowadays are actually group coaching programs. And within these group coaching programs will be Slack communities, Discord communities, these private communities that you join that will be full of other creators, entrepreneurs, or whatever it be that you be doing, who all have a very similar mindset and are on the same journey as you. So surrounding yourself with like-minded people keeps you motivated because you see their wins, you see the progression, you're on the same journey. So it's motivating to help each other. And if you didn't have that accountability, that motivation and that community from everybody else, you may have got burnt out very quickly or not enjoyed the work or simply got discouraged when something started going wrong. But if you've got all of these people around you to pick you up and a coach or mentor to hold you accountable and motivated, you're far more likely to actually achieve what you want to achieve because somebody is kicking you in the ass to do so. And that's what can be so important in the long term, because a lot of people throughout their journeys do get discouraged, even from a content creation standpoint of Instagram. There were so many people that I used to speak to very early on that have vanished. I don't know where they are, simply because they got discouraged with the journey, because they didn't surround themselves with the community or have a coach or mentor that held them accountable and motivated to do what they wanted to do. So if you can have that community around you, you will be able to avoid that burnout mindset, not necessarily burnout, but loss of or lack of motivation, and keep working towards your goals every single day. So those are three incredibly important, valuable, and great investment points that you can actually take on board if you are thinking about hiring a coach or a mentor, because doing so can in fact be one of the biggest life hacks. Even the best athletes have amazing coaches. LeBron James, arguably one of the best basketball players ever, has different coaches for every aspect of his game. Usain Bolt, one of the fastest sprinter to live on this planet, had a coach. That coach wasn't obviously as fast as him, but he still needed a coach to point out his blind spots, see what he was doing from a different perspective. These coaches aren't necessarily the best overall, but they may be experts at a specific thing and can help you level up that element of your game. So you may need different coaches in different aspects of your business, your life, you name it, to help you elevate everything. It's not going to be a one coach that can just fit all. So think about it that way. If you don't think you need a coach, you probably do. That's the problem you probably have. You're probably adamant that, oh, I don't need a coach. I can do this on my own. That's one of the biggest red flags, and you should notice that yourself. Because if Usain Bolt and LeBron James need coaches, I think it's safe to say that everybody needs a coach to get better at what they do. So please take these points on board. And if you're on the fence about hiring a coach or a mentor, just do it. It'll be a good investment. Trust me. Oh, and before I forget, I did just want to mention that I've made my complete guide to success on Instagram ebook completely free. Now, I'm probably making a huge mistake here by doing this, because this isn't like any other free resource that people give out. It's 83 pages long. It covers 12 topics. It took me over a month to write, and I'm charging absolutely nothing for it. And I'm going to say, I do genuinely believe that this will be one of the best free resources, if not the best free resource, you will ever have the chance to get your hands on. Nobody else will give you this much information for free. But for some reason, I don't know why, I'm deciding to do it. So, what are you waiting for? Head to the show notes below and you'll find the link to where you can find it. Click download and enjoy. Do it. It's free. Literally nothing is free nowadays. So enjoy, have a read, and I hope it provides you with some value. Now that does wrap up today's podcast episode, but as a thank you for tuning in, I wanted to just invite you to the Social Media Marketing School Facebook community. It's pretty exclusive. I don't let everybody in, but it is a phenomenal group of individuals who essentially have a shared vision and want to build something incredible using social media, whether that be a personal brand or leverage social media to grow their business. So to join, just head over to the description of this podcast episode. You will find a link to the Facebook group, fill out the group submission questions, and I hope to see you inside. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way, you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I've mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at the Ethan Bridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.